and thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And, you know, today's world can seem like a really scary place to raise children in. It feels like you constantly see Satan's influence more and more around every corner. And it's something I'm particularly concerned about as I prepare to become a parent someday. And Elder Joseph B. Worthlin, an LDS church leader from a few years ago, gave a great message about the importance of establishing spiritually strong homes to be a refuge from the world and a place to have peace and comfort as a family. And I think that's something that everyone wants, especially now. And in his talk, Elder Worthlin mentions that the Lord's standards for building temples, which are his special houses of worship on the earth, are the same standards that we need to look to when making our homes a spiritual safe haven. So here are five pieces of advice that Elder Worthlin gives on just how to do that. Number one, pray always. Establish the habit of praying together as a family, both in the morning and at nighttime, and over meals as well, and include in your prayers the things that you are thankful for and concerned about. Also, remember to pray individually for guidance about what you should be doing and how you should be living, and especially when it comes to raising your children and being a good spouse. Number two, establish faith as a family value. Teach obedience to the commandments. Teach loyalty to one another and to always keep a positive and hopeful outlook on life, because that's really what faith is maintaining that hope and confidence in the future. Number three, instill a love of learning in yourself, your spouse, and your children. Teach them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Teach them these good values of kindness, love, self-reliance, and other important life skills. Because one of the best ways to do this is to have family night every single week and talk about different things from spirituality to talents and life skills and how they can improve. I know my family did that growing up, and it made a huge impact on me. And in fact, one of the family nights that stands out in my mind is when I was preparing to go to college, and my parents did a little role play simulation of what it would be like to have a roommate who might be really messy in the dorms and how I would handle that type of a situation. So family nights can really range from talking about all sorts of things because we're here to gain knowledge in a lot of different areas, and our families are really the best places to learn those in. And number four, Elder Worthlin says to set appropriate standards and limits for your household about what kind of media and entertainment you allow in, what behavior is appropriate, and be clear with each other about what responsibilities each member of the family has. So doing these things together will really bring the Spirit of the Lord into your home and help your family grow closer and stronger together, no matter what's happening outside of your doors out in the world. So for more tips on how to conduct a family night or how to talk to your children about different gospel or self-reliance topics, you can visit mormonchannel.org and search for a number of different topics there to read about in blog posts, to listen to on radio episodes, and to watch videos of as well. So it's a really helpful resource to use. And our quote of the day comes from Elder Worthlin's talk, and he said in it, "The place to cure most of the ills of society is in the homes of the people. Building our homes as fortresses of righteousness for protection from the world takes constant labor and diligence. If you build your homes on the foundation rock of our Redeemer and the gospel, they can be sanctuaries where your families can be sheltered from the raging storms of life." Very good advice to remember. So important to remember to keep our families close and to learn and grow our faith together. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.